When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Weather looks good out there. It's nice out here, good. Man.
Yeah. It's nice out here the last couple of days.
It feels like getting it ready for summertime.
Yeah,
getting the weather ready for my return back to the East. That's good. As soon as I get back, it'll be raining. It'll be all the humidity, everything. Yesterday, speaking of traveling, yesterday I went to get my, I had to get my passport stuff taken care of over at the federal building in L.A., fellas.
Mm-hmm.
And
why are you leaving the country? Hold on.
No, I didn't say where I was going. I just said I got to get my stuff ready. Now, calm down. I didn't say I was going anywhere. I just said I'm going to be getting my stuff together.
Wait a minute.
But, They I walk up, and so, security, the police, the people there, they make sure, everything under control. They was like, oh, Keyshawn Johnson, the whole deal. They was like, oh. Then they started having barbershop talk. They were betting on the two-on-two. I told y'all they were going to win. It was easy. And then I said, what you mean? He was like, man, this fool over here, Officer so-and-so, tried to tell me that Han and Bart was going to get y'all, and they taking
money.
Bets. They literally was betting on our 2-on-2 game,
I hope
which
they
I thought was
money.
Fascinating.
The bigger money. The bigger bet was Max on the free throw, by the way, and it's great every time I watch the clip of Max, who's like, I'm going to shoot it with my eyes closed, and you just hear me yell, no, keep your damn eyes open. He misses it, and then this is the best part. When he misses it, he starts walking over to the sideline. Can we talk about, when somebody's at an interview, and after their team has done poorly, and they don't want to take any accountability, like, well, he was hurt, and start pointing. Max was like, you just see him.
Pointing everywhere but myself. Look at the fingers go everywhere.
You can imagine how many people was betting on all of it, though, across the country, that we don't know, but people making their little barbershop bets. Oh, man, them dudes going to win. The funniest thing that you didn't notice in the clip after he shot the free throw, if when we look at it next time, look at number 19 walk by. Didn't acknowledge him at all.
You didn't talk
to him? I just noticed that.
The best part.
I just looked at him and rolled my eyes and walked away.
The best part was if you listen to – there's one – someone got the sound where Key's like, I think he's going to hit it. And then he looks at me and he goes, no. He goes, Jay, the jeans alone.
Jeans alone.
He said, Jay, the jeans alone.
I need Pacasello, our producer, Pat. You keep saying this number, and it blows my mind. 460,000 views, Key, not on our game, on Max's free throw. And I really need a little bit. Pat, can you please tell me some of the comments, some of the PG comments?
I need to
hear it.
Leave that dude alone.
No, he's open
perfect,
for it.
Perfect form. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Yeah,
we changed the form seconds before the shot. Your first form was like this. You had the ball on the back of the.
Yeah,
you had your hand
because
on
it's
the
almost
back
like
of the ball.
Like that's what how MJ used to shoot it.
No,
you almost like block
MJ,
your own. You almost like block your own shot. And
that's
then you,
not how MJ yeah. shot it at all.
Yeah,
this is Keyshawn Johnson, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
There it is.
The
there
great
is.
Thing, Max, is that there's a basketball game that's going to be
there
going
you
on
are,
tomorrow.
Key. Way to bring us
and
back.
And it's going to be the Boston Celtics alone facing the
jeans
State
alone.
Can't have too much fun on the morning show.
Draymond Green. Listen to what he had to say on the Draymond Green Show.
Nobody's paying to watch this stuff to see guys get thrown out of the game and you not see the game you want to watch. Like, and so I understand and agree. Like, yes, if there is something egregious, I'm going to get thrown out. As we know, nobody's sparing me. I never goes into it or after my first tech, like, oh, man, I got to tread carefully or walk lightly just to stay in the game. Like, because if I'm going to tread carefully and walk lightly, then I may as well get thrown out anyway. Because that's not going to help my team win. So I have to be me.
I hear what Draymond's saying, but I hate when people speak in absolutes. You know what I mean? Well, this is just who I am. I'm like, well, okay, you do have to be diligent.
No,
or
you don't.
Somewhat, man,
no,
look.
No, you don't.
Okay.
No, you don't. So, you got to be who he is, Jay.
I know. Listen to me, Key, on this one. So when you get your first tech, I'm not asking you to be less than who you are. I am asking you to be more aware. You have to be more aware of what situations you put yourself in. Because when I look at your stat line, for a guy that took three shots, you were the most important player on the court for the Golden State Warriors to a degree. Because you led your team in minutes, you led your team in assists, and you are the engine that keeps everything going. And we need your intensity on the floor. If Draymond Green gets kicked out of a game for a second tech, we're not going to have a legit shot to win the game. That can hurt us in games moving forward. No. So I just need you to be a little bit more aware, Dre. Just more aware.
And I understand what you're saying, but he is very mindful of everything that takes place with himself. This is not a dude that is just No. Okay, so 1 minute, he got one of the highest basketball IQs that ones have ever seen. He's one of the smartest players that one has ever seen. Now you're going to tell me that he's not mindful of everything that he's doing?
Yes, because that's
very
human nature.
He's mindful of that.
That's human nature.
He knows I got a tech. He knows that. And so the things that he's doing on the second go-round isn't nowhere near as egregious as the first technical. Barking in somebody's ear does not call for you to be ejected from a game. Closing out someone on a three-point attempt and falling down on them and getting a foul as your legs flop on them and you are, you know, you long dude, big old legs, land on top of a dude, what was he supposed to do? He was supposed to all of a sudden jump up. He's on the ground. Well, so he's laying there.
I never said I thought he should be ejected from the game.
No,
game
I know. I'm not, I'm not saying you said it. I'm just saying when you go from one foul, technical foul, to the second technical, you're going to be ejected. So I'm saying that what is he supposed to do? Sit around and act as though, okay, I got one tech. I'm not supposed to be the same intense guy playing.
Like, I think there's
I'm supposed
a bigger
to lose my
issue
intensity.
Here.
There's no way you change your behavior as a professional athlete from what got you there.
Jay, I think I agree with Key along these lines. The big view to me is he had to put himself in a certain frame of mind to play a certain kind of way, right?
Absolutely.
So on the one hand, he's rationally aware, look, the refs aren't looking to throw someone out. Right, so that'll be my baseline in terms of allowing me to play my game, be aggressive, and not worry about that. I mean, if it happens, it happens. But I think he's saying that better to take that risk and play the way I know I have to play than have that in my mind.
But so look, Jay.
But hold on, let me say something real quick off this. I have a very high basketball IQ. Like, two things could be true at the same time. I know that's my line. I've been saying the key since the beginning of the show. There are many times in a game I lose myself in that energy of being competitive with somebody.
Me too.
Somebody's barking
me
with
too.
Me. Oh, it happens. I lose myself in it.
Yeah.
So I hear what you guys are saying. I'm not asking Draymond to change the way he plays, but for you guys to sit up and say, I'm talking about he has to become more aware. If you get hit with a tech, that your margin of error is way slimmer. Because if somebody baits you and gets you, LeBron James,
this is
why.
Well, Key, this is a good
somebody
point.
Somebody baits you now.
Key,
if you lose yourself in that moment, your lack of awareness can hurt your team.
This is a good point.
That's all
I've always said the difference when people are like, well, and you know, when I say, hey, Kyrie and Kevin Love were injured in 2000, yeah, well, in 15, and otherwise they would have won. Yeah, but if Draymond doesn't get tossed, the bottom line is when you have a player like Draymond, the whole thing is he's going to walk up to the line. Can he stay on the right side of the line? LeBron was wise enough and savvy enough to bait him in and get him to cross the line. Now,
but you're also talking about Draymond Green from 8 years ago,
right?
Man.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
Let's use the right context. Is when you're speaking about a guy who is a veteran player at another level
1,000%.
Now, and so we're not talking about a young Draymond Green that was coming into the league trying to make a name for himself. His name is already made, huh?
Why are you saying huh?
Who? What?
I got like 10,000 people in my ear, but whatever.
I was like, wait, huh? What?
Yeah, because it sounded like somebody said something. I just want to make sure I'm not hearing ghosts.
I think that's a good point. He's a more experienced player now, Jay, who has it, even if it's not exactly in the front of his mind, he has a feel for, I can do this and get away with this. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, okay, until he gets tossed, okay. Right? Yeah. Draymond has 4 technical fouls in 18 games this postseason. In the playoffs, a player receives a warning once they amass 5 technical fouls. If they reach 7, it becomes an automatic 1-game suspension, as we recall, from 2016, plus a $5,000 fine. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tomorrow night on ABC and ESPN Radio. It's also the hot ticket brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seats Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats, life happens live. The defending champs have their best player back in the mix. He tells you what it means next on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hot news or not news, you ready, Jeremy?
I wasn't ready until the music dropped.
Now you're ready.
This is sneaky hot news.
Hot news!
Hot news or not news time. And to play hot news or not news with us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Key J is... Diana Russini, of course, ESPN NFL reporter extraordinaire. You ready to play Hot News or Not News, Diana?
Guys, I live for Hot News or Not News. That's why I come on the show.
Diana Russini,
hello, good morning, everybody.
Giving the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
Excited.
No contract, no compromise.
Key, you've been in love before.
Aaron Donald gets a huge extension from the Rams, Diana. Hot news or not news?
It is not news. This thing was going to go down no matter what he was saying. He said he was, you know, at peace with retiring. I interviewed him minutes after winning the Super Bowl last year, and I could see in the man's eyes he was not done. It's the best he's ever felt, the prime of his career. There was no way Aaron Donald was not coming back to play football.
It's not news at all, but it's hot news for those that thought he was not coming back. But look, you hit it right there, Diana. Why in the hell would Aaron Donald retire? Why in the hell would Aaron Donald not want to play football for $30 million plus dollars, $95 million over the next 3 years? Like, come on now, stop.
Di, I do have a question for you, though. I know he got the 2-year extension, but will this be his last NFL contract?
I think that this is something where we're going to have to see how it plays out. I still have a hard time believing that this would be it for Aaron Donald. He's only 31 years old. He recently was on a podcast just talking about how in terms of his health, his mental state, this is the best he's ever felt. And look, this is a guy that was looking to get paid. I understand you're going to say those words. But I believe him. There's no decline in his game. So, yes, he's getting paid a lot of money here. But he's still playing at such a high level that I could see him continuing to play.
I think she's saying everything I said earlier, Max, which is his age, the money, he's healthy. Why am I not going to play football? The only time people retire, Jay, from making this type of money is when they can't play anymore. Mm-hmm. When you can't play, they're not going to offer you this type of money. They don't care if Aaron Donald's a Hall of Famer and the key of the team or not. If he cannot play, they ain't got nothing for him.
Know what else will keep him going, though? He's been the undisputed best defensive player in football for, 6 years now, right? Out of the 8 that he's been in the league, probably undisputed number one defensive player for probably last half dozen years. At a certain point, if it goes another 3 or 4 years, no one's ever done that before, right? Why would he not keep going?
Exactly. And you know, just think about how we've been talking, as to your point, how he has been the best player in football. It's always a quarterback. And that's how special this guy is. And look, this is one of those contracts when you see the news break, just as a take off the reporter hats, the host hats here, where you're just psyched. I'm glad he's playing. I love watching Aaron Donald play. Okay. And look, this makes the Rams, to me, I had them winning the NFC anyway. This makes that, to me, this puts them over the edge. They're going to win the Super Bowl.
Repeat Super Bowl champs.
That was really bold. Sorry, Patrick
bold
Mahomes.
Statement.
Please, I hope you're not listening.
That was really
everything.
Bold.
That was so bold.
It's not bold.
What is wrong
this
with
this? Is not
me?
Bold news or not news. Right. This is hot
it's
news
on
or not
Tuesday.
News.
We're going to do it on your show later.
Okay, good.
But what changed from them winning the Super Bowl just because he got some money?
No. I was saying if there was a world where he wasn't going to come back. I mean, we both know he was coming back.
Exactly.
But let's say he wasn't.
Hypothetical world of retirement.
Yes. No.
Aaron Rodgers will attend minicamp after missing it last year. Is that hot news or not news?
Oh, my God. Not news, Max. It's not news to me at all. Look, what I think is news is he needs to start working out with Sammy Watkins. He hasn't done anything in this offseason with him. Sammy Watkins is here to replace him as the number one receiver. But his position coach put it best. Aaron Rodgers has seen all of this 1,000 times. He does not even need to be here. It's great he's showing up, though. I think it's just a good leadership skill, and he does need to get adjusted with that offense with these new players. But not news.
Yeah, see, it's hot news to me, Diana, and it's not even about on the field him taking the reps, because I would prefer Jordan Love to get as many reps as he can in minicamp. But it's about him being there to be able to eyeball the receivers, the young receivers, the Romeo Dobbses, the Sammy Watkinses, the Christian Watsons, these guys that he'll be throwing to in the fall, just to eyeball them, just to see what they look like. I think it's hot news for that reason, because a year ago, because of the contract situation and the attitude he had toward the organization, he was off somewhere, I don't know, doing whatever he was doing in Hawaii and having fun, opposed to being with his team.
Key, you're exactly right. That's why I think it's hot news. Like, familiarity and being there with a lot of younger players, I think helps goes a long way as it relates to leadership. And I think for Aaron Rodgers right now, getting that second Super Bowl, leadership's going to be imperative for him to get there.
I think it's not news just because they got the deal squared away, so now everything's, you know, copacetic.
Yeah.
Jimmy G is excused from 49ers minicamp this week. Hot news or not news,
See,
Diana?
I put this in kind of like medium news, and I know that's not an option here, so
it's your option. Take it.
Thank you, Kate. I look at it as, man, they are all in. They've said over and over, Trey Lance is the starter week one. And I just, do we know if he's ready for that role? They seem to believe it, but are they doing this just based on what they gave up to get him? Is this more the pressure of, we need to play this guy because these are the moves we made? So, look, I think they had to excuse Jimmy. It would have been awkward anyway to have him in the building. I would like to see Cleveland excuse Baker here at some point, because that's going to be real awkward if he shows up. But at the end, I think, you know, there's question marks here if Trey Lance is the guy.
See, it's hot news to me, and the reason it's hot news is you ended talking about questions. I started by saying it's questions. So what you do, and I've seen this done before with players, certain players is being excused from minicamp because you don't want to put the pressure on a young kid in Trey Lance. Allow him to get all the reps. Allow him to take command of the team in the huddle. If you're envisioning him being a week one starter, I'm not sold. I don't care who reports it out of San Francisco. Until it happens in September, I don't believe a word John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan is saying about Jimmy Garoppolo being on the move, because you did not move him. You're going to move him late on a shoulder surgery to do what? To go to a team that's not going to need a quarterback, that's not going to win football games right now, when you got a young quarterback you know nothing about. We saw all of two games of Trey Lance, and I didn't see anything in those two games that made me go, wow, get rid of this guy right now and start Trey Lance. So I like what they're doing. I understand excusing him. But at the same time, I still believe what's going to happen in San Francisco is Jimmy G will be their starting quarterback week one.
See, this is why I think it's hot news. Key, you said that you wouldn't believe anything that John Lynch or Kyle Shanahan have to say. But would you believe Steve Young? Because Steve Young the other day came out and said that, quote, actually, Trey Lance is processing as well as anybody he's seen at this stage of his career. Yeah. So I'm just saying, Key, Does this help you start to believe in what Trey Lance can be if Steve Young is saying this about this young man?
I'm with Key here. By the way, guys, we kind of grazed over what Key just said, that he thinks Jimmy G's going to start week one.
Yeah, like, he's been saying that.
Jay, I went to Duke with you a couple weeks ago. What did I have? What was it that I was wearing when I was throwing the football?
Don't remember.
I had on T-shirts and a shorts. And I threw the ball, and I had on shorts, and I threw the ball 50 yards on one knee.
It's June.
Did I not look great to you? That's all I'm saying.
Well, you look great throwing it. When we were running routes, it became
– That's not the problem. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about being a T-shirt All-American.
Not only that.
With no Aaron Donald chasing me. If Aaron Donald was chasing me, that'd be different.
No, I'm with you.
It's off the top of my head, I seem to remember Steve Young – Evan will know this – talking about how great Zach Wilson was, right? Wasn't Steve Young very high on Zach Wilson?
Steve Young wanted the 49ers to trade up to the 2 spot instead of 3 with the Jets so that they could jump him and get Zach Wilson. I believe Steve Young. But where did Steve Young go to college?
Yeah, of course. No, I'm saying. And they were comparing Zach Wilson to him.
Where did Zach Wilson go to college?
Yeah, of course. but they were comparing him to – the point is that – some of the greatest players of all time can, you know, have preferences, too, that can bias their opinion one way or another.
He's got his 49ers goggles on, essentially. Of course.
Yeah, I can't. But, look, I'm never going to go against a guy who played that position, who sees
Steve
Young but also, Diana, as you know, as I said to Jay, I throw the ball very, very well in T-shirts and shorts. I look like the next coming of Tom Brady.
Yes,
okay.
Me too.
Until Warren Sapp start chasing me.
So
difference.
Key is saying, as you mentioned, like you're hot on this. This is the hot news to you. Key thinks that Jimmy G will start week one. If his shoulder is okay. I don't think the Niners – do you think the Niners would behave irrationally just because they invested all the capital into Trey Lance if they think Jimmy G has a better shot to win?
Max, I had a conversation with someone in San Francisco last week, and I said, you know, I'm going on TV, radio, talking about the quarterback situation. You know, what are you doing? What's the decision? He said, what have I said that's been so confusing? What have we been saying that's confusing to you? Trey is our guy. So they're set on it. I don't think there's a window of an opportunity for Jimmy to win this job back.
That's why he was talking trade a couple months ago, right?
Yeah. You know, John Lynch just said at an appearance recently that, you know, they think this market for Jimmy G is going to heat up in the next month or so once that shoulder gets better. They've moved on. I don't think they want to dip their foot back in this pool.
Okay. Ron Rivera says Carson Wentz, and this is a quote, is, quote, brilliantly smart.
Yeah.
And compared him to Philip Rivers. Hot news or not news?
Carson Wentz alone, man.
It's not news because Frank Reich said the same thing about Carson Wentz this time last year. Remember? Remember all those headlines? How great Carson was going to be?
He had a nice bounce back season until it mattered.
True. But we saw, I mean, look where he is now. He's not in Indy anymore. Not that great. Look, it's this time of year, and it's so difficult because there's so much optimism and hope, and you're seeing the qualities that are there. But again, we're in shirts and shorts, and it's just too early to determine how good players are going to be. But look, good for the Commanders. This is the best example of a great quarterback they've had in a very long time. And look, Ron Rivera needs to be saying these things right now, and he's been doing this. He's been painting a picture that the Commanders are going to win this division for weeks now, and obviously we know that they don't have the roster for that.
Not news at all, Diana. Here's a recurring theme. Tom Brady's smart. You know, he's brilliantly smart.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson is brilliantly smart. Oh, super smart. Oh, gosh. Peyton Manning was smart. Jameis Winston, oh, my God, he's made strides. He's so smart. I didn't realize how intelligent he was.
According to Davis Webb,
Jones is Einstein. I mean, like, all quarterbacks are smart.
Yeah.
Until they're not anymore.
Yeah.
It's just the bottom line.
Just know a lot of guys in the NBA that are smart. Just doesn't translate to the court.
Since you bring up the Commanders, if Jimmy G is available, there's a team I think he makes a lot of sense on, actually.
You would put Jimmy G anywhere. Your love for him is undying. It's
what grade do you think I give Jimmy G as a quarterback?
A plus.
I give him a B plus as a quarterback.
Well, you ride
the plus
a B
is because he wins.
Hey, Diana. He wins. The reason Max is so in love with Jimmy G because he thinks he looks like him because of the beard.
Oh,
you know,
interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't think of Jimmy G as that handsome. Okay. And thank you, Diana, as always.
Diana did not
NBA,
smile after your comment.
No, no,
at all,
NBA,
by the way.
Max said what I was thinking. I was thinking
this. See?
No.
See?
No.
Thank you.
Do you know how many people come up to me? They're like, man, tell me more about Max Kellerman's looks.
That's right.
I always say the same thing. Right. He makes me nervous.
She's actually not being sarcastic.
I gotta go. I'm getting all blush. Bye.
See? She's actually not being sarcastic. An NBA Finals MVP on if Steph Curry is trending towards his first Finals MVP. I wonder who's made that a big deal.
So good.
Must be someone with perfect shooting form.
Sometimes it's a fine line between good defense or turnover offense. Stolen by Curry. Curry 1-on-4, 2-on-4. Pulls from the top for three and hits it.
That's amazing. He just keeps working on his game, his strength, his conditioning year after year, and it's a pleasure to watch him play.
It's called a frohawk.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80.
Key, why does today feel like it's Thursday? No? Am I alone here? Okay.
It's because
it's Tuesday. I'm alone.
I was trying to answer Evan because Evan was asking me, why does my hair come to a point like this in the front?
And got like a reverse widow's peak or something.
Because of the side.
Got the mohawk in the back, yeah.
Because if you know anything about a frohawk is supposed to come to the point like this. But
yeah, but from the front, Key, it's like a lineup that's not lined up.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what
not
I'm
lined up.
Because
no,
my hair
no,
is like
it's
this.
It's a lineup. Yeah, yeah. That's a
it's
lineup.
It's a lineup. And if I brush my hair and I did it the way it would
how,
do.
Wait,
it
Key, would, first off, how are Max and Evan ever going to talk about a lineup on the
you think
front?
I never
like
had
the hell up a lineup.
A lineup? You think I never had a lineup?
You had a lineup on the front of your hair?
I had a Caesar fade with a part on the side, in the middle, where just name
okay,
it, I
okay.
had.
You,
I
grew okay. up
Max,
yes.
Max,
Evan,
Max, no. Max, yeah. Max, chill.
You think I did? You want pictures?
You, Evan.
It's not. Now we go down an avenue that probably is not appropriate to try to tell me about a haircut. Not a supercut. But a
No. Dominican barbershop, straight razor, you know, the alcohol at the end that has you jump off your seat, like, ow! Yeah,
okay,
please.
Max.
Please.
Okay.
Dominicans uptown in the, like, I'll tell you right now, 100, Amsterdam between 100, or Columbus between 106, 107.
But as I would tell them,
take
Max,
an hour to line you up.
Don't get mad at me because I can wet and go. I ain't got to do all that. I can do like y'all, Max. I can just wet and go.
Yeah, it's good.
Cedric Maxwell, Celtics radio analyst, my man. You think Max knows what you think Max knows what a Caesar is? You think he knows what a lineup is?
Well, here's what I do know. I do know that when Keyshawn was my ball boy, he
if
did.
If you
have,
don't stop,
he, no, he had. No, you had the popping waves, brother. That's what you had. You had the waves in your head. I know that. So, you know, almost if I looked in your head back in the day when you were young, I get seasick. You had so many waves in there. That was it.
Said, I just want to make sure that you got your shoes. You got your shoes with you, you know what I mean? So make sure you got your shoes with you with Key around, you know?
Hey, man.
Keyshawn's the man. If you want shoes, call Keyshawn.
Cornbread was my guy, man. He was my guy.
Yeah.
So how are we going to play this thing out in Boston tomorrow? What's game three going to go like? Because game two clearly didn't go y'all way.
Yeah, I think it didn't go the Celtics' way. I think one of the things that happened, if you looked at it, the Celtics did initially what they needed to do was win one game out in Golden State, and then you come back, and, you know, you'd love to have been greedy and win the second one. But they just let go of the rope in the third quarter. Golden State got it going. And more than anything, I want to say Draymond Green put his imprint on the game in not the most basketball way. And both you guys, and I'm sure all three of you guys saw the movie Training Day, you know, with Denzel. And the guy talked about him. He said, I don't even shake his hand. and because he's ruthless. And the guy said, but I love it. And that's the same thing I feel about when I watch him play. It's like Draymond plays in a ruthless way that you have to appreciate if you're on his team.
It said, you know, I was so curious to hear your perspective on is like, you know, you've been in a lot of basketball games. I have too. When somebody comes at you from the opposing team the way Draymond did, like you have either have one of two responses, right? Either you can meet and rise above that, right, energy-wise, or you can take kind of a back seat and say, well, that's not going to really bother us. And it kind of felt like Dre dictated the energy of the game as related to Boston. Like nobody really tried to match it from the Boston perspective. Do you see them matching that intensity or rising above that intensity in order for them to win game three at home?
I think I totally agree with you about that, because I went out and surveyed a couple of my opponents I used to play with, Bob McAdoo, Hall of Famer. I talked to Rick Mahorn. I talked to Gary Payton. And we all talked about the way he played the game. And we said during the 80s, we all said he'd got knocked out with another leather in there someplace. But, you know, the way the game is played now, Jaylen Brown said it best. He said, we have to rise to his intensity.
Yes.
Not necessarily the way he plays, but to his intensity. And they drive. When I look at Golden State, they drive and they feed off of what he does. I think the Celtics can play a clean game, a more aggressive game. But the biggest thing they have to do is not turn the ball over. The turnover ratio, I think the Celtics gave up over 25 points in turnovers. So that alone is going to win you or lose you a basketball game.
Former Celtics forward Cedric Maxwell, Boston Celtics radio analyst, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Said, watching tape.
Finals MVP.
Finals MVP.
You know what?
I want to get to that, too.
Let me backtrack.
He jumped it.
Let me backtrack. Finals MVP, damn it.
Same team with Larry Bird. He won the finals MVP.
1981 NBA Finals MVP.
There you go. I'm good. I'm not a man from Plainsville, you know, New Jersey. So, I ain't got it like that, okay?
Okay, I see you working. Hey, I got to ask you about some of the coverage that I saw. Obviously, Golden State kept trying to target Al Horford by getting him to guard Steph Curry, right? That's where Steph Curry got going. What was up with some of the switches that we saw on Al Horford? Like, how are they going to change that scheme-wise for Game 3?
They just put you in the pick and roll. And whatever reason, Al got stuck in it, and Golden State, that's what they wanted to do. Bigger than that, I want to see what happens with Klay Thompson. Because if Golden State is going to win this series, Klay Thompson has to be Klay Thompson. He hasn't shot the ball well. I think the Celtics have so many more options that they can use in these next couple of games. Brown has been really good, but I don't think you've gotten that much from Grant Williams or Robert Williams. So the options for the Celtics, I think they have a lot more room to grow. Marcus Smart had 2 points the other day. Al Horford had 2 points the other day. Looney had 10 points and 10 rebounds. So it was a kind of a crazy game when you looked at it.
1981 NBA Finals MVP, Cedric Maxwell.
Here we go.
There you go.
Yeah, oh, no, yeah, but he knows what's
going on. When I say Sid, when I say here we go, Max is getting ready to take you down a dark hole. So make sure you stay right there with him now.
It's very bright. Don't worry about it.
Look, Keyshawn, you know I always stay buckled in. Yeah. I always stay strapped and ready to go.
But said for real, this is a real thing for me. It's not even so much Finals MVP, but it just indicates something, right? Steph is now in his sixth Finals. Is it important for him? In 2015, Kevin Love, Kyrie get hurt. At the end of that series, I felt like Cavs were the best team in the world, and, you know, they got hurt. Mm-hmm. 2016, Cavs beat them. 17 and 18, they had KD, right? Now, they would have won had the guys been healthy when they played Toronto, but, again, KD would have been the best player on the team. Is it important at the end of a season this year for Steph's legacy for us to say he was the best player on the he was the best player in that series, and they won the championship. Is that important for his legacy, Finals MVP?
I really don't think so. And the reason I say that is because You look at all his accolades right now. He is going down as the greatest shooter in the history of the NBA. He's the only MVP that has had a unanimous vote. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that he needs to put that on his mantle. He probably would like to have it on his mantle, but I don't think he needs to put that on his mantle to solidify who he is as a player. It would just be more gravy on top of more gravy on top of a pork chop.
How much gravy he need to get in the top 10 all time, Sid?
So what?
How much gravy does he need to get in the top 10 all time? Does he need that gravy?
I don't think he needs that gravy. I don't think at all he needs that gravy. When nobody in the history of the NBA has ever been unanimous MVP for 1 year. Mm-hmm. Nobody has shot the ball the way he has. So I don't think that if you right now go down the line and say, would you take him with one of your top 10 picks? If you were picking right now for a team, you probably would, because he's the greatest shooter. And the thing that he's done, Max, more than anything else, he has changed the game. Mm-hmm. Very few players in the history of the game changed the way the game is played. You're talking about Wilt Chamberlain. You're talking about now you look at Steph, who's changed the way the game is played.
Kareem.
Unfortunately, too many people try to shoot threes now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Jay, you would see it right now when you go out and say, damn, kid, why are you shooting threes? You can't even get a two. Come on.
Exactly.
But
Cedric Maxwell. Cedric Maxwell, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, as always, for jumping on with us this morning.
Our NBA Finals MVP, I see you.
1981.
No, I see you. Keyshawn, I want my damn shoes back, but that's okay.
Stop, thief. Thank you, Ced. Best case scenario for the future face of the NBA. That's next on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. From A to Z.
Time to go from A to Z, guys. You heard the man's voice, the voice of God, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers.
Amelia to Zane. Let's go, baby.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, my kid's name. So let's go.
Excellent, Jay. So the NBA Finals continue. Michael Jordan continues his search to find the next coach of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's ESPN senior NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski reporting the latest with the Hornets search on NBA Today.
Two finalists will meet with Michael Jordan this week. Mike D'Antoni, the former Rockets, most recently the Rockets head coach, and of course Kenny Atkinson, the Golden State assistant. Atkinson will meet with Michael Jordan on Tuesday, I'm told. Mike D'Antoni later in the week. Charlotte will pick their coach from one of those two.
So obviously, we know now we have two jobs that are open in the NBA currently, with the Charlotte Hornets being one of them. And the thought of Mike D'Antoni opening up Pandora's box for LaMelo Ball gets me really excited. Like, I'll be honest, there are some teams I'm like, oh, Mike D'Antoni's not a good fit there. But in Charlotte, for the way LaMelo Ball plays this year, averaging 20 points, 7.5 assists per game, he's a willing passer. He gives you hockey assists. He's a prolific scorer. The way he can open up the offense and speed up the tempo of the game, I'm just trying to tell you, I'm getting my popcorn ready. If that happens, like, I'm already a Charlotte Hornets fan to a degree because of LaMelo Ball. I will be a bigger Charlotte Hornets fan.
28 points, 13 Woo! Assists nightly, right?
Miles Bridges, open that thing up. Let them run it and gun. Please, we need that.
Yeah, for sure. All right. John, in Major League Baseball, guys, the Angels lost their 12th in a row. 12 losses in a row last night. They were one of the best teams in baseball before this slide, and Trout was the MVP of the world and then went hitless in 26 at-bats. but he and Ohtani had a great start. Anyway, listen to Baseball Hall of Famer John Smoltz, great starting pitcher, all-time great relief pitcher, too, on Bart and Han, on how Ohtani could be even better than he is now. Listen to this.
The best compliment I can give him is if all he did was focus on pitching, he could no doubt in my mind be a Jacob deGrom in the American League. He has two of the best pitches in the game, and that's only part-time working at it, right? Because, you know, when you have stress in your life, it's if you have stress in pitching and you have 5 days to work it out, he has stress every single day. So if he had a bad pitching game like he did in New York, guess what? He's got to get right back in the lineup and face a total different stress in hitting.
Key, you're a baseball guy. Does it make sense for Ohtani to just be a pitcher if, say, he could go from an elite starter to the elite starter if he were just to focus on pitching?
No, you would be cheating baseball. I want to get both. I want double action here. I don't want to just look at a guy pitching, and I understand Ohtani could be one of the great ones and he could be a DeGrom and all those sort of things. But if I can get two things for the price of one, why wouldn't I do that? He would be cheating Major League Baseball if his sole focus was on pitching.
I mean, isn't – if you have that skill set, yeah, it's hard. Like, are we making excuses for it being hard? Like, no days off? Like, you guys tell me. You guys are the baseball experts.
Well, my main thing is this. Let's say he's right, and you could go from an – let's say Ohtani's an A-minus starting pitcher, and he could go to an A-plus starting pitcher. Is that worth giving up 40 home runs in your lineup for? No, I would much rather a dude be an A-minus starter and a 40 home run hitter than just an A-plus starter.
You know how many A-minus starters are getting it done but not hitting one home run?
Right.
Let alone 40?
40.
Right. I mean, like, come on, man.
And then what Key said, it's good for the game.
Yeah, and John is correct, but you're talking about a pitcher. You're talking about a pitcher in John Smoltz who's talking about a guy who could be good as a pitcher. So his heart is in pitching and not in batting, even though back in their day, the Atlanta Braves pitchers could hit.
Yeah, they could hit.
The Dodgers, we had a few, and Hershiser as well as Fernando could hit the ball. But we're talking about something different here.
Also,
again, if I go to the ballpark and Ohtani isn't pitching, I know he's batting. But if I want to go see the Angels play and all of a sudden he's only pitching, I only got one time a week to see him.
Now you're talking about, Keith, now you're talking about how you market and how you sell the game of baseball.
No doubt.
So there are certain people that are like, yo, I want to go see him play, and I know what time it's going to be when I go to a game. It's like Aaron Judge. Like, there are certain names that really stand out that can be marketed the right way for baseball.
The last guy to pitch and also lead the league in home runs, and he was the best pitcher in the league too, best big game pitcher, it was Babe Ruth. But by the time Babe Ruth got to be the 50 home run a year
Max.
Guy, he wasn't pitching anymore.
Max.
My point is, well,
he
why?
Brought up Babe Ruth.
Yeah, but that's
I
the point.
Born in.
That's the point, Key. You've never seen anyone do what Ohtani did because it was 100 years between what.
Yes,
don't stop it now.
About that. I wasn't around.
Back in the 1500s.
A finals MVP says I'm wrong about Steph Curry. What does he know? That's next, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.